One day before the scheduled vote to recognize Palestine as an observer non-member state status at the United Nations General Assembly, PLO Executive Committee member Hanan Ashrawi held a press briefing concerning the UN bid at the PLO office in Ramallah.
We want, first of all, to ensure the Palestinian right to self-determination. We want to ensure that our land is defined as is, and to ensure that Israel knows its occupied territory, including East Jerusalem, the West Bank, including East Jerusalem and Gaza, and that Israel is a belligerent occupant, and that the Palestinians have the right to their own freedom and dignity and independence on their own land.
Israel, along with the U.S., Canada, and a few other countries, have claimed that the Palestinian UN bid is counterproductive, and that peace can only be achieved through direct negotiations and not by any so-called unilateral steps taken by the Palestinians.
We do not believe that this move in any way can be misconstrued as being unilateral. It is not. It is a commitment to multilateralism, to international law, to responsibility, actually, as an equal player on the international arena. And if there are to be negotiations, then of course this will form the basis of negotiations, because international law should be the basis of negotiations, something that Israel has rejected.
Representatives of the Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas, as well as the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, who are not members of the umbrella organization, have also backed the PLO-UN bid.
Khaled Mishal called the president a few days ago, as you know, and explicitly expressed support, Hamas's support for the UN bid. And then the spokespeople from Gaza also echoed that.
France, Spain, Switzerland, Denmark, and Norway, amongst others, have issued separate statements announcing they will vote in favor of the Palestine status upgrade. Observers believe that the Palestinian statehood bid will pass with the majority of votes at the UN General Assembly, and that this diplomatic victory over Israel and the U.S. will complement the military victory of the Palestinian resistance in Gaza less than 10 days ago. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.